ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. What about these pictures, Henry? You taking them?
Leave them for our successors.
Well, I never thought I'd be sorry to see the last of this old room, but I must confess to something like a pang.
Well, I've always said you were a sentimental idiot, Lanyon.
Of course, you're altogether too detached from realities to know the meaning of human sorrows. But my feelings are of a sweeter, simpler kind.
Yes, if I throw this book at your head, you'll know if your feelings are of a sweeter, simpler kind.
Well, I never thought of it packing up the same time as you. Greatest surprise of my life to find I'd passed the final. Just imagine, Hugh Lanyon, MBBSC, written on a shining brass plate. But then again, you, with half the honors and diplomas of the year tucked under your arm, can't imagine the humble pleasures of us lesser men.
Oh, Hugh, you garrulous idiot. Shut up and sling me over those straps.
No,
I'll never get the lock of this trunk to hold.
Say, where are you going this summer?
I'm going to stay in London.
London? What on earth for?
Oh, I've got one or two things I've got to clear up. London's the only place where I can do it.
You don't mean that crazy notion of old Professor Marriott's, do you? Oh, sorry. That's a touchy subject with you.
Then shall we not discuss it? Now, come on, look lively. If you're going to catch the 4 o'clock train, you won't have any time to waste. Hello.
Your cab's waiting, Mr. Jekyll, sir.
Oh, thanks, Bert. I'll be right down.
So, this is where we say goodbye, is it?
Goodbye, nothing. After you've finished gadding around Europe all summer, I suppose you'll be coming back to London. Look me up as soon as you get there.
And, Henry, I know you hate sentiment and all that sort of rot, but it's been good here sharing this little room with you. Oh, well, you know what I mean.
I know. I found it good, too. But it doesn't end here. We're only at the beginning. You're an idiot, you know, and a pest into the bargain, but I don't want to lose touch with you.
Nor me either.
See you in London, then. Be good.
Not me. Goodbye, you all right, bag. Don't go blowing yourself up by mistake.
Can't promise. Goodbye.
Dear, how nice to see you.
Daddy and I are going to Lord's this afternoon to see the cricket. I was wondering if you and Mr. Jekyll would like to come too.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, dear. I don't think I feel quite up to it, but I'm sure Mr. Jekyll would.
Oh, you should come. Dr. Grace is batting, and I hear he's a wizard.
Why don't you try and persuade Henry to go with you? He's been stuck away in that laboratory all the week. He'll get ill if he doesn't go out into the fresh air sometime.
I know. I thought he wasn't looking a bit well last Sunday. Oh, I do wish he'd find out whatever it is he's looking for. We hardly ever see him, do we?
You're very patient with him, dear.
I'm not a bit patient. I hate his old laboratory. I'm jealous of it. Oh, but what's the use of that? Henry's promised me it won't be much longer. He was terribly excited when I saw him last. He said he was within an ace of success.
Has he ever told you what it is he's trying to discover?
Never. But he told me that he'd be a different person if he succeeded. That he'd lock up the laboratory and be a human being again.
Oh, go and get him out of it now. The weather's glorious. Make him go to the cricket and enjoy himself. He'll have forgotten how to be human.
Do you think I should?
Why not?
Well, he mightn't like me going over there and disturbing him.
I'd risk that, especially if I looked as charming as you do in that new leathern hat.
Do you like it? I'll admit I wore it on purpose, hoping I'd catch a glimpse of Henry.
Go and let him catch a glimpse of you. That's more to the point.
I believe I will.
Try the outer door, and if it's not locked, go right in. He'll be in the little room at the top of the stairs. Take him by storm, my dear.
I've been dying to see the inside of the Chamber of Mysteries.
Then off with you, and don't be denied.
I won't.
Hello, Margaret. How are you, my dear?
She's come to drag you and Henry off to the cricket.
Henry?
Yes. I'm just gathering up enough courage to go and beard the lion in his den.
You know the way, don't you? Go through the little side door and right across the courtyard at the back of the house.
Yes, I know. We used to play there when we were children. Wish me luck.
Indeed I do, child.
Do you think you'll succeed?
I hope so. I'm getting quite worried over the boy. He's lost weight terribly. I don't think he sleeps more than about 3 or 4 hours a night. He can't go on like this.
Oh, there's nothing we can do about it, my dear. It's the zeal of the scientist, and he's chosen to serve the most jealous of all mistresses. She'll brook no rivals.
A bit hard on Margaret, isn't it? Not many girls would consent to as little attention as she gets.
Margaret is a very exceptional girl, And I only hope our son appreciates her.
Oh, he does. You've only got to see them together. He looks at her as though he's filling his eyes with the sight of her to last him during the times he's shut away by himself.
Well, I must say I'll be very much relieved when he completes his investigations and they can be married.
You forget the engagement isn't even announced yet.
Oh, a mere formality, a whim of Henry's, but we know perfectly well the way things stand between them.
Yes, they've belonged to each other ever since they were children. I sometimes... Merciful heavens, what's that?
It's Margaret. Something's happened in the laboratory. I can see her running across the courtyard from this window.
Then go and see what it is. Go. Something might have happened to Henry.
Yes, yes, I'll go. Keep calm, my dear. Remember your heart.
I'm coming too. I just can't sit here. Help me, Edward.
I can hear her coming up the stairs.
Margaret.
My dear child, whatever's happened? Now, calm yourself. Sit down here and tell us.
Is it Henry? Has something happened?
Oh, no, no, no. I don't know.
Get us some salvolatile, Edward. There, over in the little cabinet by the window. Margaret, try and calm yourself, child. You must tell us what's the matter. What happened? What did you see?
A man. The most awful little man.
What?
Where did you see him?
Over there. In the room below the laboratory. Oh, he was terrible.
In what way? Here, drink this, dear, and you'll feel better. Edward, bring a footstool to put under her feet. She's shaking from head to foot.
Yes.
Now, dear, try and tell us just what happened.
I went across the courtyard and pushed open the door. I couldn't see very well as it was dark in there, and I'd just come out of the sunlight. Then I heard a sort of sound. I can't describe it. Something like a laugh. It was the most horrible and terrible sound I've ever heard in my life.
Don't worry yourself, child. Go on.
It was just behind me, and I turned. There he was, looking at me, leering at me from the darkness. He was little, sort of deformed and terrible. I can't describe it. I couldn't move. Just stood there, paralyzed. And he began to move towards me, slowly, like a cat. He reached out his hands to touch me. And then I screamed. I screamed and screamed as though I'd never stop. And a sort of terror came over him. He looked over his shoulder and leapt up the stairs to the laboratory and slammed the door.
That's all?
Yes. And I came running back to the house. Oh.
Marion, you stay with her and try and get her calm. I'll go and see what this is all about.
No, no, don't go. Keep away from him. He's evil. The most evil thing on earth.
But I must go, dear. If he's there, Henry must know about him. There must be some explanation.
Yes, Henry. Why, I'd forgotten Henry. He might do him some harm. Oh, go. Go quickly.
Oh, Margaret, Margaret, you must stop this. Stop it at once, do you hear? Nothing has happened to you. You've had a bad fright, but nothing more.
You go, Edward. I'll look after her. Go quickly. I'm afraid for Henry.
Try and get a doctor, and I'll be back as soon as I can.
You, Father?
Yes, yes, it's me. Open the door. Are you all right?
Yes. Yes. I'm all right.
Then let me in.
I will. I will. In a minute. Just wait.
You will. Has something happened to you?
No. No, I'm all right, Father. I'm coming now. I'm going to open the door.
Heaven's sake, boy, what's the matter?
You look deathly.
I'm quite all right, Father. Just let me sit down in this chair for a while. I want to rest. I've had a sort of seizure.
Let me get you something. Some of this brandy.
Yes. Yes, just a little. Just a little. Thank you. Oh, that's better.
Now tell me what happened. What's going on in this place today? First of all, Margaret...
Tell me about her. Margaret. Is she all right?
She had a terrible fright. Who was this man she saw? Do you know him?
Yes. Yes, I know him. I know him very well.
Who is he? What was he doing here?
He was helping me. Helping me with my work. He's been of the greatest value.
Henry, you've got to stop. It'll kill you. This seizure you've had. Has it ever happened before?
Yes. A few times, but never like this. Never. Never like this.
You've been experimenting on yourself?
Yes, on myself.
I implore you to stop. Even though you succeed, what does that count for if you destroy yourself?
Succeed! I have succeeded magnificently, splendidly, beyond my wildest hopes. Father, you shall see a new man born. You shall see the human soul attain to heights no one has ever dreamed of. A new era in the history of humanity has begun this day.